Lead generation is one of the most difficult things to do in a business, and it can feel overwhelming and frustrating. But if you systematize the process and learn how to run funnels really effectively, it becomes easy or easier. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch pro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Well, hey, you, and welcome back to another episode of No BS Business School. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield, and I'm really glad you're here with me today. In this episode, we're diving into part two of a conversation about lead generation, specifically how to make it easier, less stressful, and more effective. In episode number 245, I stripped away the mystery that was surrounding lead generation and talked about some of the fundamentals that are a part of that. And that included understanding what lead generation is all about, how to create an irresistible lead magnet, and the steps involved to get people to kind of drive to your opt-in page so you can get them on your email list and start converting them into customers. And let's face it, lead generation is hard. And it's one of the reasons why I created my new free guide, Lead Generation Made Simple, which walks you through 6 stress-free steps to create a high-converting lead magnet and all of the pieces that go along with it. And this free guide is a lifesaver when it comes to understanding the steps you need to take to move your audience deeper into your world so you can start converting them into customers. And if you want to learn more about that, you can head over to janditchfield.co/guide to grab your free copy of that PDF there. And when I say PDF, I don't mean like as a 2-pager. This is like 21 pages of action-packed information and all of the ChatGPT prompts you need to set up your entire funnel. It's worth checking out. So on part two of this conversation, I want to pick up where we left off from part one. And we're going to be diving into some things about the practical advice on how to set up an effective lead generation funnel that includes your opt-in page, your email sequence, and your social media promotion. If you need a little refresher on what it looks like to actually build out a lead generation funnel, skip back to episode 245 and start there, because it's going to make a lot more sense based on what I'm going to talk about in this episode. So if you remember correctly, we talked about there's 6 simple steps in setting up a really great lead generation funnel. The first is going to be your high quality lead magnet, which we talked about in the last episode. The second is designing an opt-in page headline that speaks directly to your ideal customer, and then backing that up with a subheadline that explains the benefits of opting in to grab your lead magnet, followed by your attention-grabbing call to action button. And then it gets into the nitty-gritty of email nurture sequences and your promo plan, so you can drive your audience straight to that opt-in. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about opt-in pages, email sequences, and that promo plan. And I'm going to guide you through the things that you need to know. And I'm going to walk you through how to set this up so it's going to be really effective for you. Your opt-in page is where you're going to drive people to, so they go from being your audience into actually converting to leads. And if you remember from the last episode, we can't consider someone a lead unless they exchange their contact information with us. And that means either an email address, a phone number, a physical address. It's some way for us to get in touch with them. And when you're creating your opt-in page, there are 3 specific requirements that you need to make sure you have ticked off. The first is your headline, and it needs to be strong and compelling. The second is that your call to action button is above the fold. And the third is that you have a URL that's easy to say and remember. Because when you're talking about that opt-in page, you always want to be throwing people to it. So if it's something complicated and difficult, it'll be hard for you to say it, and people will never remember what it is. So let's talk about your opt-in page headline. Crafting a standout headline for your opt-in page is key. It's that initial spark that ignites interest and it promotes action from your audience. And honestly, it's not just about grabbing attention. It's about communicating the value proposition of your offer in a way that resonates with your target audience. And your headline sets the tone for the entire page, which guides your visitors to seamlessly enter your funnel and take action, that desired action that you want them to take, which is get my free thing. Trying to understand what the proper opt-in headline is or how to craft it can be really overwhelming. And you want to focus on highlighting specific benefits or solutions that that lead magnet offers. And then use power words and emotional triggers to try to grab the reader's attention and motivate them to opt in. Your headline should align with the content of your lead magnet and set a clear expectation of what people are going to get and how it's actually going to help make their life better because of it. And if you need some help writing this, make sure to go grab that free PDF guide I was talking about, because in there I've included a prompt to help write different examples of what you could be using in relation to that specific lead magnet that you're putting out there. And you can throw it into ChatGPT, and it's going to give you 10 compelling headlines for an opt-in page for your lead magnet. Now, once you have your opt-in page headline figured out, the next step is your sub-headline. And your sub-headline is the secret sauce that enhances the flavor of your headline, and it keeps your audience hooked. And while that headline is the thing that grabs attention, your sub-headline dives deeper, and it offers additional context and value to keep people around and want to learn more. This is the perfect opportunity to highlight benefits, address pain points, and reinforce that value proposition of your offer, the free offer, in a way that resonates with your audience again. It doesn't need to be long. It can be a short paragraph that has maybe 3 to 4 sentences within it, and it complements that main headline by providing additional details, benefits, and encourages people again to take action. We want them to do one thing, and that is opt in. When you're writing your subheadline, you really want to consider your target audience and the main message of that opt-in page, because it has to be compelling and persuasive and really clearly explain what your audience will gain by giving you their first name and their email address. Because without that, your page just won't perform. Next, every single opt-in page needs a clear call to action button. Your call to action button, otherwise known as like your CTA, is the ultimate game changer. Because this is the thing that turns visitors into leads. And this is not just about placing any button. It's about crafting a compelling and irresistible invitation to take action. Your CTA should be clear, concise, and enticing, and it prompts visitors to click without hesitating. And here's a little secret for you. Studies show that the best button colors to use on an opt-in page or a sales page or any page where you want someone to actually click on it are yellow, orange, or blue. They actually make the brain think, click that. And I do a lot of auditing of different opt-in pages or sales pages with the people that I work with, the women I work with. And one of the things that I always say to them is it fades into the background too much. You're using colors that look the same as your website. It looks beautiful, but I scan right past it. And you don't want people to scan past the button. It's the thing that's going to close the deal. So it needs to stand out. So beyond putting in your text that's clear about, yes, I need this, or give me this now, or I want your free PDF, the color plays a huge role in someone's decision of whether they're going to move forward with providing you with their name and email address or not. So be really conscious of that when you're setting up your opt-in page. And don't forget an image as well. If you really want to optimize this, you need an image on there that's either going to be something of you or a picture of something that complements your brand. Once you have your opt-in page optimized and that above the fold, which is everything you see when you first land on the screen before you start to scroll, Doesn't matter if you're on a computer or if on your phone, that all has to be optimized with those key things, your header, your subheader, your CTA, and your button color and an image. The next step is going to be your email sequence. And your email sequence is a critical component of your lead conversion strategy. And it provides that clear roadmap for guiding your prospects from interest to purchase. Sending a series of well-timed emails that typically range from 3 to 7 messages allows you to deliver value, address objections, and build trust over time. And now the flow should be carefully orchestrated. And I'm going to walk you through 6 different emails that you can consider. You can condense it, you can beef it out, but at least these 6 things should somehow show up in your email sequence as you're writing it. Because we want to start with a warm welcome and we want to end them with a call to action and a prompt to work with you. And how can you do that? Well, here's a little guide. Email number 1 is deliver the goods. This is where you deliver your lead magnet and you give a little introduction of yourself so you can start that getting to know you process. Be upbeat, friendly, and let them know that you're going to follow up with more information so they're not surprised when they hear from you again. Email number 2, reinforce their feelings. Your second email is a really good place to gently remind your audience of the problem they're facing and position your lead magnet as the ultimate solution. So if they didn't download it the first time, remind them to go back and do it again. Those hyperlinks count. Email 3 is a great time to deliver extra value. This is when you go above and beyond. Sprinkle in some bonus content to showcase your expertise. That can include links to a podcast, blogs, your YouTube channel. It could just be text explaining things and going deeper on it. But it's a great way to build trust with your audience. Email 4 is the time to answer a common question. Guaranteed, somebody is stuck on trying to implement something from your lead magnet, and this is the perfect time to jump in with some extra help to get things moving forward for them again. You help them get wins, you fire dopamine, and you show up as someone who's really there to serve. And the more we serve, the more we help, the more trust we build with our audience. Email 5 is time to create some urgency. Now, this is time to unveil your irresistible product or service, the thing you're actually selling that's directly connected to that lead magnet. And you do this by using a limited time offer or some form of special promotion to make them jump at the chance to join you before it's gone. And then email 6 is where you follow up again and you close that deal. Let's get another reminder in that your offer is the perfect solution to their problem and encourage them to take the next step before it's gone. The biggest mistake you can make in your email sequence is not selling. And I see a lot of welcome sequences that are just about service and never actually move people into that next conversation, which is, hey, do you want to work with me? And here's a little behind the scenes sales secret to remember. Seeding your offer from the get-go is a game changer. And you do this by subtly introducing your product or service throughout your emails before you actually start talking about the sale. This is how you prime people to hear the conversation so that when you do move into sales talk, they're ready to hear it. It's really all about building anticipation and laying that groundwork for that big yes moment. And if you feel stuck with the idea of having to write like these many emails, go grab my free guide because, again, I've included in there a ChatGPT prompt to help write your entire sequence. And you can grab that at jandittrell.co/guide. And now the last action step in the entire lead generation process is promotion. And this, again, is another area where many of us fall flat because we talk about our lead magnet once and we never bring it up again. You need to talk about it more than that. Promoting your lead magnet on social media requires a pretty thoughtful balance of promotional content and value-driven posts. So if you're struggling to try to figure out what that would look like, aim for a mix of approximately 20% of promotional content where you directly highlight your lead magnet and its benefits, Like, this is when you're like, hey, I have this free thing. Get it, please. And then 80% of that should be value-driven content, such as tips, insight, behind-the-scenes glimpses, things that showcase your expertise and resonate with your audience. That blend is going to help people hear you and listen without feeling like all you're doing is just promoting. Overt selling versus soft selling. You need to master both. When I'm promoting something heavily, I like flipping back and forth between doing things like, hey, grab my free lead magnet, to creating content that has to do with what's actually inside of it. And then just passively or conversationally mentioning, by the way, you can learn more about it by going here. And when you deliver a constant stream of that content that's valuable and interspersed with targeted promotions, it's the best way to capture the attention of your audience and drive traffic to your opt-in page. And I would recommend when you first release a new lead magnet or any lead generation that you're doing, think about 2 to 3 weeks of solid pushing to that before you move down to just mentioning it maybe once a week at a minimum. Talking about your lead magnet should be part of your regular conversation in your social media content and your regular email marketing at least weekly. If you don't talk about it, nobody will know to go get it. You want to utilize the kind of a mix of educational and entertaining and promotional content, as well as blending things like visuals, videos, and text-based posts, because that's going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. I've included a ChatGPT prompt for a 30-day content calendar in my new guide that's going to give you specific types of content for Instagram based on all of those different categories related back to go get my free thing. Because I don't know about you, but for me, I find content creation specifically for Instagram to be the thing that just really is a lot of heavy lifting. And there's a million other things that I would rather be doing. So I'm going to let ChatGPT do it for me. And then I just go in, modify it, tweak it, make it sound more like me, post it, and move on. As long as you're maintaining an overarching theme that aligns with your brand and the purpose of that lead magnet, you don't need to write it all from scratch. Unless you want to, and then you can come write mine too. I would be very happy for the help. And when you're thinking about the requirements with your email sequence and your content promo, make sure you cover these things. Your email sequence should deliver your freebie ASAP. Not 1 day later, not 2 days later, but immediately. And your sequence should have 4 to 5, 6, maybe 7, if you feel like being that adventurous, follow-up emails. And everything should be about providing value and driving them back to your offer, the paid thing that you're trying to get them into. And if you're not sure how to do that, go back to episode 245, because I covered it in detail in that one. And now with your content promo, you want to make sure you're promoting your lead magnet 2 to 3 times a week minimum, especially when you first launch it. Your content needs to speak directly to the problem and the solution, tie the two things together, and you're directing people to that URL to opt in. That's why it's so important to have one that's easy to say and easy to remember. And finally, track your results. You want to watch those opt-in page conversion rates. If you're converting at 40% or higher, leave it alone. You're doing amazing. 25 to 39%, good to go. You can tweak it. You can try some new things, but it's still performing. And if that opt-in page conversion rate is lower than 25%, start trying to change some things. But don't change everything at once, because you won't know what that magic thing was that got people to start actually taking action again. So start with your headline and see what happens. Then move to your subheadline and make adjustments there. And then finally, look at your call to action and the button. Your data will tell you exactly what's happening and what you need to do to make sure that page starts to work for you and perform the way you want it to. Lead generation is one of the most difficult things to do in a business, and it can feel overwhelming and frustrating. But if you systematize the process and learn how to run funnels really effectively, it becomes easy, or easier. That funnel flow is your roadmap to lead generation success. And if you want more help, grab that free guide. I've had such amazing feedback from women who've downloaded it, who've been like, Jan, like what? And I'm like, I know, it's amazing. Use it. It will truly help to transform your lead generation and start attracting quality leads that grow your business and your revenue without feeling like you're struggling to do so. JanDitchfield.co/guide. Grab it. And then once you do and you've tested out and tried it, send me a DM on Instagram and let me know how it's working for you. I'd love to be able to share your story, promote your lead magnet, help get more people into your world as well. The more we work together, the faster all of our businesses will grow. Let's make lead generation something we learn to love instead of being a task that we always leave on the side of our desk and get to when we have nothing else left to do. Lead generation made simple. Doesn't that sound lovely? Thanks for hanging out with me on this two-part series. And I hope to see your name in my inbox soon when you grab that new guide at janditchfield.co/guide. And until then, stay resilient and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at janditchfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.